This is Passport to Texas. Putting out feeders is one way to attract wildlife to your yard. A better way is to create a wildscape.
What a wildscape is, it's landscaping for wildlife.
Ornithologist Cliff Shackelford says this includes native plants that provide food and shelter. Most urban yards, however, traded native habitat for lawns.
So any little help you can by putting in a wildscape really helps. And even if you don't have a yard, you can do a wildscape on your patio with pots. I have seen hummingbirds go up to the sixth floor balcony of condos where someone has showy plants that's saying, "Hummingbird, come up here."
A variety of berry and nectar-producing plants will draw wildlife to your yard or balcony.
You want to always stick to natives because they're acclimated to the soil and the weather and the rainfall that you're going to give them. And then you want to make sure that they have some value to wildlife, that they're going to give you the nectar to attract butterflies. They're going to have berries at the right time when the cedar waxwings come and so forth.
Fall is the best time to plant native trees, woody shrubs, and perennials. But you can start planning your wildscape now. And when you go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, you'll find the Texas Native Plant Database. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.